Jeff Etienne.
Yeah, I know what it is. The Good and Bad Podcast Show. Another episode. All right, quarantine life. Mind over matter. Let's just get right into it. Quarantine. This pandemic, this quarantine, have turned more than half of y'all into the biggest fucking bitches I've ever in my life have ever come across. And I was like, yo, it can't be possible that motherfuckers are like bitches like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the problem is a lot of y'all were just fucking spoiled. So used, like little children who were so used to having toys. You take that toy out of their hand, they start throwing a fit. Because all I've heard during this quarantine is people like, oh my God, I can't take it. I can't stand it. Oh my God, like, I'm so bored. I don't know what to do. I'm going to kill myself, which to me is not funny at all, because suicide is something serious. You know what I mean? It wasn't that long ago. Well, it was long ago. You know what I mean? That I was suicidal. I know people who have died from suicide. You know what I mean? So, you know, even though it's a quote and unquote figure of speech, I still think you shouldn't throw that around like that. But anyways, you know, oh, I'm depressed. Why are you depressed? Do you have an actual mental health problem that you should go and get help for, go and get medicated? No, I'm depressed because, you know, I'm just so bored. Like, yo, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, shut up with this whole, you're depressed. Man, stop acting like a little bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, toughen the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? The problem is people are so used to doing, like, you know, being spoiled. You know, like I said, you took away their toy, they start throwing fits. I mean, to me personally, this is a blessing. This is a total blessing. You know what I mean? Now I'm not trying to compare everybody to me. You know, I'm not, because everybody's different. But I'm just saying, personally, me, I have yet to complain about being quarantined. Now, some of y'all will probably say, well, maybe because you're fucking boring. You have a fucking boring life. Be that as it may, I don't care. My life consisted of going to work, because I love what I do. Go to the gym. Go to the movies. And I'd be home. Home, watching television. This shit right here is such a blessing. What I think is fucked up about it is the domestic violence rate has gone through the roof. Like, hold up. Let's think about this in depth for 1 minute. The domestic violence rate has gone up. How fucking crazy does that sound to you? It sounds crazy to me. So that's telling me that these dudes have to be quarantined in with their girlfriends or their wives. The same people that they were, that you know, they married before God and made a promise. They made a promise before God, before the priest, pastor, before the wife, and before all those people that you promised sickness and health, rich or poor, you wouldn't hurt them. You did all that, and because you're quarantined with them, you now can't stand them. So you start beating on them. Why the fuck you get married to begin with? That's fucking wild. And then you go all over the internet, and I see people complaining about having to be with their, you know, like, with their kids. You know, as, you know, some people are like, they wish they didn't have to do that. They can't stand it. Now, listen, don't get me wrong. I know I don't have my kids full time. All right. And I know that It could be a headache. It could be frustrating. But at the end of the day, you chose to have kids. So whenever I hear people complain about, you know, their children, about being parents and shit like that, about doing the shit that they're supposed to do, I'm like, yo, I ain't got no sympathy for you, man. You should thought about that before you have kids. See, the problem is, a man will get a woman pregnant. Woman will be like, oh my God, I'm pregnant. Oh, look at my belly, it's growing. You know, they enjoy everything about pregnancy. Because, you know, all the attention, gender reveal, baby showers, the gifts and all that stuff. And the man, he's getting, you know, men get attention too. You know what I mean? Congratulations and all that stuff. That a lot of them don't sit back and think like, okay, yo, this is going to be hard work. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to have to do this. We're going to have to do that. What if this happens? What if that happens? They're not ready for it. Then when shit hits the fan, they're all fucked up. They don't know what to do. Y'all should think about that. For y'all who don't have children, before you go and get pregnant, because I be hearing women all the time saying, oh my God, I want to have a baby. I want to have a baby. As if it's the same as me saying, oh my God, yo, I want those new Kevin Durant sneakers. Yo, I want those new LeBrons. And I just hop online and boom, order it. Got it. A week and a half later, it ain't the same shit. Anyways, I digress. But the complaining, the bitching, like, yo, this is a blessing in disguise, man. And let me go back. The boyfriends beating on their girlfriends. What's the point? You know what? We're going to save that for another day. All right? The whole domestic violence thing. But plain and simple, what I'm trying to say is the domestic violence, I think it's crazy because of the fact that they have to be quarantined with their girlfriends and their wives, that, you know, like, they get so damn frustrated and mad that, you know, that y'all beating on them. So does that mean that before this quarantine, the domestic violence rate was low because these husbands and these boyfriends, y'all didn't have to see your wives or your girlfriends, huh? Because y'all were never really with them. Or because you felt like, you know what? I have an outlet. I can just go out and go drink. I can just go out and go do drugs. I can just go out and fuck other bitches if she pisses me off and stuff like that. All that shit is wrong. Point blank, period. All right? Now, I ain't no fucking saint. Don't get me wrong. I'm not no saint. You know what I mean? I've done my fair share of cheating in the past. You know what I mean? And do I regret it? Some of them I regret. You know what I mean? I do. I regret some of it. But all I'm saying is what I would do to be quarantined right now. Like, give you an example. I'm quarantined with some family members. And I love it. Spending a lot of time with them. For instance, me and my nephew? My nephew's what? 30? 31? Him and I, even though him and I were close, but, you know, we both had our own separate lives with, you know, with working. But him and I, we've talked so much. I've gotten to know more and new things about him that I didn't know, and vice versa. I love the conversations I have, you know what I mean, with my nephew. Having conversations with my mom, you know what I mean? Her and I have gotten closer. We really have. What I would do to have my father back and be quarantined with him. If my father was alive and when we were quarantined together, best believe, me and my father, we would be watching wrestling because he loved wrestling. I'm not a fan of wrestling, but because he loved it, I would watch it with them. And I remember watching it when I was a kid. But we would be watching wrestling right now. We would be watching all the favorite shows he liked. Like, he liked American Idol. He liked The Voiceover. He liked, not a big fan of it, but he liked Seinfeld. Even though I kind of, you know, banned that show because when Kramer made his little racial remarks at a comedy show, that was all over the news. But anyways, he would watch Family Feud, Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy. I'd be watching all that with him, answering the questions. What I would do to be quarantined with my father right now. So for all y'all who like, oh, hey, my family, da 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 da. Y'all just don't love y'all family like y'all say you do. I guess saying, you know what I mean? I love my girlfriend. I love my wife. I love my kids. I love my family. I guess it's just cute for the gram. It's cute for Facebook. Because y'all want to portray something y'all really aren't. Let's keep it fucking real. I have not yet complained about being quarantined. What I would do to be quarantined with, you know what I mean, with the girlfriend right now. You know what I mean? What I would do to be quarantined with my special someone. Man. I would take full advantage of it in a good way. I would take full advantage of it. You know what I'm saying? Sorry for the long pause. Well, for that short pause. It just had me thinking. You know what I mean? I don't want to keep going in all on the quarantine. But I'll tell you, you know what I mean? Like the positive things, you know what I mean, about the quarantine, though, is, you know, I've had like friends hit me up. Ask me for advice, my take on things. So, you know, that part's cool. Even though I say, you know, like, you know, are you bored? Now you're hitting me up because you're bored. You shouldn't be hitting me up only when you're bored. But, you know, whatever. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I've gotten to reconnect with a couple friends. But then I say, okay, when this quarantine's over, are we still going to be this close? Are we still going to be friends like we are now? I guess time would tell. But like I always say, it is what it is. And, you know, like I said in two episodes from this episode, it just helped me to cleanse my mind, cleanse my body, cleanse my soul. You know what I mean? I've gotten to think deeply, thoroughly, in depth about things. I've gotten to think about all the mistakes that I've made in the past and how I can, you know, make up for those mistakes. And like Cedric, go listen to my, you know, the podcast, you know, two episodes from this episode if you want to know what I'm talking about. But like I said before, this quarantine, when this is all said and done, I'm going to come out a better human being first and foremost, and a better man. You know what I mean? What I would do to be locked up, quarantine right now with my kids, man, I'm telling you. Maybe I might be like, oh, man, hold on, you're driving me crazy, man. You know what I mean? But I wouldn't be swearing them off or being like, I can't fucking take this and bugging out, man. Nah, I wouldn't. I definitely would not. But all I'm saying is, yo, just think about it. Just think about it. All right? All the complaining that y'all are doing now. Let's say you woke up tomorrow and your family's gone. Disappeared. Or you woke up and they're dead. How would you feel then and there? Would you be yelling Yahoo and doing backflips? Because now you're all by yourself. Now you're alone doing the quarantine. Totally by yourself. Or would y'all be upset? I guess for y'all who have a heart and compassion and emotions and say, oh no, I'd be so hurt. I'd be upset if my family were to disappear or die. Well, then, good, first and foremost. But keep that in mind the next time you want to bitch and complain about that. Because I'll tell you what, when me and my father used to get into like arguments and fights, and I would say like rude, disrespectful, and mean shit to him. You know what I mean? When I got older, because when I was in my 20s, we would still get into arguments and fights, and I would say some mean shit to him. You know what I mean? My late 20s, very early 30s. But then after that, I was like, yeah, no more. If him and I were to get into an argument or a fight, I wouldn't even really respond back. I would just let him do all the talking, and I would just listen and be like, nah, and I would just like walk away. But I stopped saying mean shit to him, and I had always said to myself, like, you know what, he didn't deserve that. He doesn't deserve it. So I'm gonna make it up to him. And you know, and I would try to here and there, little by little, I would do little things, you know what I mean, that he would always tell me he wanted me to do. You know what I mean? And I would, you know, do things on my own without him having to ask me, bring him home stuff. But it wasn't enough. Because before you knew it, I blinked and my dad was gone. You know what I mean? And I so wish that I can get some of that time back. But, you know, what can you do? But, so that's that with the quarantine. Just think about it, man. Stop with the, you're depressed, you want to kill yourself, you're so bored, man. Yeah, come on, man. Cut it out. I mean, you have a brain at the end of the day. I know not a lot of people use their brains, but you'll start using your brain and figure out things to do. All right? For real. All right? Me, personally, I watch TV, I watch shows, I watch movies, I watch a lot of documentaries, I watch a lot of informational stuff. I'm reading books, I'm writing in my notebook, you know what I mean, I'm writing all different types of stuff in my notebook, all different podcast episodes, stuff to talk about, you know, things that I want to, goals that I want to accomplish, things that I want to create, you know what I mean, like apps, businesses, you know what I mean, how I'm going to move ahead in life, how I'm going to, you know what I mean, climb up the ladder to be successful, or what, you know, what am I going to do to become a better referee, to move up so I can get to the pro level. Man, I do all that stuff. You ain't catching me complaining, you know what I mean, and crying about I'm quarantined and all that stuff. And the majority of the time, I'm in my room by myself. But I make it a point to, you know, let me go upstairs. Let me go say what's up to my nephew. Let me hit up my mom and all that stuff. Family members. The one dope thing, another dope thing is I have, I believe, 3 or 4 family group chats on WhatsApp. And we're all active on it. You know what I mean? We're all active on it. We talk about different things. We crack jokes on each other. We laugh. All that stuff. And it's been a few times when my family's like, yo, let's get on Zoom. You know what I mean? And let's do a Zoom. For all y'all who don't know what Zoom is, it's like conference call. It's like conference video calling where you're all on one platform. Y'all could see each other. You know what I'm saying? We've done that a few times. Another thing is I've attended some meetings and some classes on Zoom, writing down information, all that stuff. So, why don't y'all do that too? Stop laying in bed, stop bitching, stop fucking crying, you know. Get the fuck over it. Because I'll tell you right now, if it ever became a zombie apocalypse, right? Let's be real, all right? You know what I mean? Let's be real, but this would not happen. But this is hypothetically say. If it ever became a pandemic to where it was a zombie apocalypse, yo, trust me, I wouldn't want half of y'all on my team. I would purposely be throwing y'all out the window or throwing y'all outside to the zombies. Like, yo, take this one, man. You know what I mean? Good fucking riddance. All he or she's going to do is slow me the fuck down. You know what I mean? I'd be that type of person like, yo, I'm bored. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go outside and I'm going to go play whack-a-zombie. You know what I mean? Yo, who's with me? Y'all got y'all weapons? Let's go out there and fuck some zombies up, right? You know, I'm giving out prizes. You know what I mean? To kill of the week, kill of the month, kill of the year. Whoever kills a zombie, you know what I mean, in a creative fashion, creative way. You know what I'm saying? I'd find shit to do. For real. Anyways, let's get off that topic. I'll talk on that shit. about that shit for 20 minutes. And I just wanted to touch on it for like 5-7. The other thing I wanted to talk about and I wanted to cover, this is probably going to be a 3-part series, by the way, is should you give your all in a relationship? Should you put everything into a relationship? And I'm so back and forth with it. I say yes and I say no. To make it clear as day, to make it quick and simple with the why you should, because at the end of the day, you don't want to keep any secrets from that person you're in a relationship with. You do want that person to know everything about you, you know what I mean? The reason why I say no is because I've just had bad experience, all right? For every woman that I was in a relationship with or dated for a period of time, I was open. I told them, you know, they were like, hey, what happened to your last relationship? You know, your last long term and all that stuff. And every time I've done that, they've all, in the end, have thrown it in my face. All of them. Every single one. Like, if we stop talking or we break up, they'll be like, oh, well, you know, that's probably why your relationship didn't last in the last one. Because, you know, you said she caught the cops on you. It was probably your fault. You probably did, you know, oh, these chicks, you know, they probably broke up with you because they would flip it on me and make it like, oh, it's all your fault. I can recall one time I was talking to this one woman. Now, this was back in like 2017, the summer of 2017, right? And I was talking to her and she was like, yo, just be completely honest with her. She was like, yo, the one thing is don't lie to me. I don't like a man who lies. You know what I mean? If I find out you're lying, then, you know, then there's no forgiveness, this and that. So I kept it real with her. You know what I mean? I was like, yeah, I was in the, my last relationship ended badly. I went over there, you know, to get my stuff. I was knocking on her window. I'm giving out the cliff notes of this. You know what I mean? But the important cliff notes. You know, I just knocked. I went out back, knocked on her door. And then I was like, I put my hand on the window to like look in, to peek in. And she was like, yo, you're trying to break in? I'm calling the cops. I'm like, yo, I'm not trying to break in. I'm trying to get your attention. Like, yo, can you come to the door so we can talk? And she didn't want to come to the door. She's like, I'm calling the police. So I walked off. Then all of a sudden, like 4 cop cars surrounded me. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, what did I do? They were like, hey, you Jeff Etienne? I'm like, yeah. And they were like, yo, don't move. And at this time, this is when all that Black Lives Matter shit was going on. You know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, I ain't moving. You know what I mean? And they were like, yo, step back up on the curb. I was like, all right, cool. I kept my hands up. And then they were like, yo, do you have any weapons on you? And I started freaking out. And I was like, no, I don't got no weapons on me. I promise you, no. And I was yelling, I have no weapons on me, because we were in like a residential, you know, neighborhood where it was like all houses and shit. So I'm just like, oh no, like I'm not going to get shot for nothing because I had a backpack on me. You know what I mean? So I'm like, no, I don't. You know what I mean? So they came, you know, they checked me and everything was good. And, you know, they came, you know, they checked me. I didn't have anything on me. So now the cops are, you know, like having conversation with me. Then they were like, all right, you know what? We're just going to go, you know, talk to your ex and find out, you know, what's up. They did that. They were like, okay, we're asking her if she wants a restraining order. And if not, you're good to go. If she does want one, well, you're going to be here for a while. And I'm like, all right, cool. So then they were like, all right, she doesn't want the emergency restraining order. I was like, all right, cool. You know what I mean? And they were like, you know, she, in the beginning, they were like, she said she's afraid of you. And I'm like, afraid of me? I was like, man, I've never in my life put my hands on her. I've never raised my voice. I've never called her out of her name, never sworn at her, nothing. You know what I mean? I was probably a little soft with her, if anything. And they were like, well, we don't know. We're just going to ask her, you know what I mean? If she wants a restraining order. And then she was like, nope, I don't want it. You know what I mean? So I'm like, well, for somebody who says they're afraid of me, and you just turned down a restraining order, what does that tell you, officer? I'm like, they're like, yo, we don't know. You know what I mean? I was like, all right, cool, it's all good. So they let me go. And then, you know, when they let me go, about a few days later, you know, a few days later, I get a friend of mine who's a cop came to me and was like, yeah, I got to serve you with a restraining order. I was like, who's this from? I was like, is this from such and such? They were like, yeah. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, man, like, what the fuck? And he was like, you didn't know about this? I was like, no, not at all, man. Like, I thought shit was all good from there. Long story short with that, she was just doing that just to fuck with me. You know what I mean? Because then 2 weeks later, I go to court. She didn't even show up. It got thrown out. So I'm like, oh, she was just doing that to fucking bust my balls. So I explained this same exact story to the woman I was talking to. Next thing you know, the next day, I don't hear from her. Day after that, I don't hear from her. Day after that, a good week or like 2 weeks go by where I don't hear from her. So then I'm like, finally she reaches out to me. And I'm just like, yo, what the fuck? Like, what's up with that? You know what I mean? Like, why you ghost me like that? And she goes, you know what? She goes, the reason why I ghosted you, because when you told me that story about your ex, I just figured, you know what? He did something. So I just figured, let me stay away from you because you could be dangerous. Because no, quote and unquote, listen to how crazy this shit sounds. Because no woman would call the cops on someone for no reason. I was like, bitch, what the fuck are you talking about? Yo, shut the fuck up. That right there, I was just like, bitch, I ain't fucking with you. Because at this point, she was like, you want to hang out, this and that. I was like, yo, get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I was like, no woman or man ever calls the cops on somebody for no reason. Like, yo, come on, man. Yo, you out your mind. Yo, let me tell you. If I had done something wrong, I would have kept it 100. I would have been like, yo, this is what I did wrong. This is how I fucked up to why she caught the cops. This is what I did. Like, I've told people in the past that I've had, like, restraining orders, put on me because I'll make threats. I'll get angry to the point where I make threats. I've never carried out any of those threats. You know what I'm saying? I know better. I ain't trying to go to jail. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I enjoy my life. Well, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I'll keep it real. Like, yo, okay, yeah, this is why this person put a restraining order on me, because this is what I did. But if I say, yo, I got the cops called on me, or I had a restraining order put on me because I didn't do anything, then that's what it is. That's just one example. I can give you 100 more as, you know, where they end up throwing it back into my face. So that's why I say, no, you should not put your all into a relationship. Put in, man, it's hard for me to give a number. Put in, okay, I'm being gracious when I say this. Put in 75%. Leave certain shit out. Because majority of these people cannot handle the fucking truth. They can't handle honesty. They'll tell you they want you to be honest. No, they don't. 9 times out of 10, when they're like, yo, just be honest, tell me everything, they just want you to be honest so they could know the negatives about you. Something is wrong about this guy. He's too good to be true. So let me find out more about him. So, and then when you do say, tell them, they're like, ah, there it is, right there. Uh-huh, I knew it. But, you know, I'm gonna give him a chance. But we'll see. And then when shit doesn't go the way he or she expects it to, they throw it in there. They throw that in the face. Well, you know, yeah, that's why you had the cops called on you by your ex. And she put a restraining order on you. You know what I mean? It was probably all your fault. You probably threatened her. You know what I mean? You probably tried to kill her. You probably did this and that. You probably did try to break in her house. You know what I mean? Because that's the kind of guy you are. Like, word? Really? Like, personally, me, man, if I know, like, yo, it was that serious, I'm not even going to talk about it. Why would I even talk about it? You know what I'm saying? And I always keep it 100 anyways, you know what I mean? Because you could, you know, a lot of shit nowadays is public record. That's my only reason why I say don't put your all into it. I'd say if you end up getting married, well, when you get married, man, you got to put 100% into it. You got to be open, tell her everything she needs to know. Real talk. Tell her everything. So I feel if it's early in the relationship, you know what I mean? So here's another thing. If it's early in the relationship, and this is my opinion, if it's early in the relationship, don't put your all into it. You can put your all into it as far as, like, you know, you're caring, you love, you know, showing that person you love, you know, that you care, you know, showing emotion, being emotional around them, showing emotions, you know what I mean? Showing some PDA, public display of affection, the hugging, the kissing, holding hands and all that stuff. But if it's like serious things, like, you know, like to talk about or to tell about yourself, I say keep that shit to yourself. And maybe sometime later on down the line, you can tell them. Maybe after being together a year. Maybe after being together 2 years. Do it, in my opinion. So keep in mind, I always say in my opinion. I'm not saying, yeah, definitely do this. This is the way it should be done. No. At the end of the day, it's your decision. But do all that when you truly feel like, I truly love this man or this woman. I want to spend the rest of my life with this man or this woman. And this woman, this man, this woman truly loves me for me. And they care and they want to spend the rest of their life with me. And we're always going to be together. Then, okay. Tell him or her whatever you have to tell them. Because if after you tell them that and they judge you, they do not care about you and they do not love you. It was more of an infatuation. It was more of a right now I care because I don't want to be alone. And then if after you do that, you tell them and then they judge you, then you know what? And then they're like, well, I gotta think about this. I don't know. I gotta think about being with you about this. I may need some time. What? You know what? Good riddance. Beat it. But at the same time, there's a pro and a con to it. I just told you the con. He or she could be like, yo, I don't know, man. Like, yo, you know what? After hearing that or hearing all that, I don't know if I could be with you. So, you know, it's over with. All right, there's the con. But hey, good riddance. That's what I say, for real. That person was not meant for you. Trust me with that. That's God taking that person out of your life. Trust me on that. You know what I mean? Or they may say, like, you know what? I just need time to think. I need time to think about this. You know what I'm saying? And if that's the case, that to me is still on some, like, yo, then you know what? You really didn't, like, you know, love him or her. So that could be another way God is like, yeah, this person isn't for you. Let me take this person out of your life. But that's not to say, if you feel like, no, I love him or her, I don't want him or her to break up with me or let me go, then, yo, fight for that person. By all means, fight for that person. You know what I mean? Show that person, like, yo, that's not me anymore. You know what I mean? That's the mistake I made or mistakes I made in the past. We're not human. For these people to judge you when you tell them your deepest, darkest secret, or something you didn't want, you know, you didn't want anybody to know about you, and you tell them, you confide in them to the point where you feel like, I am comfortable and loyal, and he or she's loyal, and he or she will not judge me, and you conjure up all that courage to tell them all that, and then they're going to judge you, then that just lets you know these motherfuckers have some kind of a God complex because they think they're better than you. You know what I mean? They're judging you. You've heard that term, he or she who cast the first stone, or you shouldn't throw stones if you live in a glass house. Because I'll tell you what, all those women who judged me when I told them things about me that I did not think they were going to throw in my face. Oh man, I had dirt. I had so much shit that I could have just thrown right back at them. I could have been like, oh, well, yeah, well, you did this and that. I'm not going to say any of that shit on here. You know what I mean? Because then that person could be listening and be like, oh shit, he's talking about me. And I don't do that. My loyalty runs through all the way through, whether on good terms or bad terms. Fuck the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Even if I'm not with that person, or I don't talk to that person anymore, or I know I never will, I'm still not going to put their business out there and be like, oh yeah, yo, I dated this one chick. Yo, she told me one time, right, that this and that, and she did this, or this and that happened, or that. Like, nah, I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm a real ass dude. So no, I'm not doing that shit. So, you know, I take it when they throwing all types of shit in my face and either name calling, judging me, putting blame on me. I eat that. Everybody knows I love to eat. You know what I'm saying? I eat that, but I won't do the same. I'm not going to stoop to that level. At that point, that's when I say I'm better than that person. Yes, that is when I say I am better than somebody, because I am. I'm not one of those, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to go and fight fire with fire. You know what I mean? You punch me, I'm going to punch you back. Figure of speech. Because in real life, if a man punches me, I'm knocking you the fuck out. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to. And even if it's a dude, if it was a dude and, you know, he was my boy or something, and he turns on me, I'm still not going to put a business out there. Nah. There's this thing called karma. And let me tell you about this chick named Karma. This chick, Karma, will fuck you worse than any real female human being will ever fuck you. You know what I mean? So that's my take on that, putting you all into it. I got so much stuff I want to talk about, but a lot of y'all have the attention span of a 2-year-old. So, you know, when y'all be like, oh man, your podcast be too long. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like 50 minutes, an hour. And I'm like, motherfucker, you can sit there and you can listen to your music, all this music that you have, for over an hour. You can go and do this for an hour. You could watch TV and stuff like that. You could sit in the movie theater for over an hour, but you can't listen to my podcast for an hour. You can't support me. That right there shows me like who's real and who's not, and who's like really there to support me, and who's just there to just be there for no reason. But then I also looked at it like, all right, you know what? I'll just have more things to talk about to have more podcast episodes. But anyways, man. Anyways, yo, listen, that's that. Jeff Etienne, signing out. Quarantine life. All right? Remember what I said? I'm not going to keep going on and on about it, but remember what I said. Keep that in mind, all right? Until then, everybody, yo, stay safe. Stay blessed. All right? Love your family members. All right? Get closer. Get closer to your family members. Get closer with friends. Get close, more importantly, get close with yourself. All right? Until then, next episode. You never know. Next episode could be tomorrow. Next episode could be 2 days. I might do a next episode an hour from now. You never know. Peace.